School children across most of Ukraine mark the first day of classes with patriotic performances and gifts of flowers for their teachers. But unlike in the capital, authorities say over 900 schools in the rebel-held war-torn east are still closed because of fighting. Kyiv's mayor, former boxing champion Vitaly Klitschko, says about 4,500 children of refugees from the east are in the city schools this year.
The biggest disaster is that right now lots of children are in the fighting zones and kids cannot go to school. I can say one thing, no war should cost the tear of a child.
To support Ukraine's troops, many classes collect donations for the injured, says 11th grade student Victoria Odusanbo.
Because they were helping our country, they were trying to help us, to protect us, and I think it's just good that we can help them with money.
They also feature classes on patriotism, says principal of German language school 149, Elena Zaplotinska.
After the first lesson, Ukraine United, students with their teacher go to the military hospital to be introduced to those soldiers having treatment there.
Students and others are flooding hospitals with donations, says Border Guard Hospital Chief Colonel Mikhail Kanaouk.
Now, I feel like they are living here. They are coming almost every day.
Ukrainian border guard Stanislav Svarko suffered burns across his back, knees, and hands when his vehicle was hit by an anti-tank missile.
It is really pleasant that they are coming and not forgetting, and we always remember that about them. We are always happy every time they visit.
Hospital staff say, short of funds, they depend on the donations to buy better quality imported uniforms and safety equipment. Border guards receive a brand new set after they are released to active duty, with hopes it will prevent them from coming back. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Kyiv.
Yeah.